Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the Ramban and the Sugya of Shtar Zaifa. We tried to make sense of Rabbah. We said, according to the way the Ramban explains it, Rabbah's hard to understand. Then we went to a Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Kseilach Yitzayin, where the Rambam says that if someone goes into his friend's house and he takes Kalim in front of an Eid Echad, and the eight doesn't know how many he took. The Balabai says that there were 20 in my house, 20 kelim. The Gazlan says that I only took 10. So, and they're mine. He has to give back 10 because he's mechuyav shvua v'ena yochel yishava. And he doesn't have to swear about the rest because the Balabai is only making a tainas shema. So the Ravid makes a tain on the Rambam that why is he mechuyav shvua in the first place if the tainas Balabai is only a tainas shema? Why should he even pay for the 10? Because he's a mechuyav of shvua, the Rambam says, and he's not able to swear because he can't contradict the aid. Because he admits he took it, he just says it was his. So there's no shvua to say it was his because that's not contradicting the aid. There's no shvua, he can't take a shvua to say that he didn't take it because he admits he took it. So the Rambam says, mechuyav of shvua, he can't swear, he gives back the 10. But the Ravid says, what are you talking about? There's only a tainus of the shema from the Balabai, it's no tainus vadai. So you shouldn't even be mechuyav shvua on the 10. And therefore you shouldn't have to pay the 10. Because of mechuyav shvua sheni ochel yishava shemishalim. He's not even mechuyav shvua. So the Magid Mishnah says that no. That on the 10, there's shvua seid echot. So even though the Balabais is making a tain Hashem, but you have eid echot. And he doesn't have to swear on the rest. For the rest, for modem and mixus, you need a tainas vade. But then we asked Akasha, the Rambam says not like that in Hilchus Shavuos, Perikid Aleph Halacha Hey. The Rambam there says that Shavuos modem and mixus and Shavuos Eidechas and tainas vade. So the assertion of the Magid Mishnah that you make a Shavuos Eid Echod and a tainas Shema is not a correct, apparently, assertion. There are other kashas. So, Alter Shmuel Levitz, Agoyin, the Rosh Yeshiva's father, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, explains the Rambam differently. The Rambam's moda that for Shavuos Eid Echad we require a Tainas Vadai. And the reason he's Mechuy of Shavuos Eid Echad here is because there is a Tainas Vadai. Because he admits that he took it. He just says he took his own. And the Balabais also says he took it. He just says it wasn't your own. So in those 10 that he admitted he took, but say of his taina together with the taina of the Balabai, it's like the Balabai saw him do it, it's a taina's vade. Because he's admitting he took 10. And the Balabai is saying, it's definitely mine. So altogether, it's a taina's vade. So Dos Baldin is like the Balabai saw it with his own eyes, and Memela it's a taina's vade. So Ad Kan, this sikum ma'od mod de tamsiti of the previous shi'ur. So now we have a mokor nifla for this in the sugyan gittin on daf nun aleph amid aleph. If a guy says, "Omer b'yitzchok, shnei kisim kshuru matzaseli, v'alar melam matzasel echad nishba," he says, "I found two wallets that were attached to each other. That you found two wallets that were attached to each other," and the other guy says, "No, I only found one." So he takes a shavua. That he only found one. The Balamor writes that even though the only way the Balaveda knew that he found these wallets were through the words of this guy, of the finder, when he gave it back, and he said, "I found one wallet." When he says there was only one wallet I found, and the guy says, "It's impossible. If you found one, you found the other. They were attached. They were tied together." So even though the finder himself started with his taina, nevertheless, he's nishba because it's a taina's bari. This is a taina's bari. What's the bari? Because the loser is saying, "Listen, you said you found one. I'm going to go with that mahalach. And if you found one, you found the other. It's clear to me you found the other. So it's a taina's bari, b'tseiruf." It's a tainas bari, but seiruf, what the what the finder said, and we can use that. And therefore, he has to take a shvua on the other kis that he didn't find it, because there's a tainus bari on the one that he found. Tainus vadai. So if you type tainus vadai and shvuas modu miktsas, you have to take a shvua. So here's a shvuas modu miktsas. It's like his modu miktsas a taina. Because he's saying you found two, and he's saying I know you found two, because he admitted he found one. It's like the other guy knows. He says I know you found two, and he says no, I didn't. I only found one. The Ramban and the Mulchamos asks on this. Here the Hodah preceded the Tviya, because the whole Ikar Tviya, the whole Ikar suit, the whole Ikar claim is founded on the Hodah, on his admission. Because the only way he could be Toveim on the second kiss is Mitoch Hodah Asa, that he found the first. And the din is that if a Hodah precedes a Tviya, he's Pater. If the Hodah precedes the Tviya, he's Pater. Because the Hodah already patered him. The Komash Yuchal Atovu Akisa Sheni B'tayin Izbayu Rak Mikol Chodasa Shematzah Sarish. The only way he can tie him on the second, make a claim on the second wallet, is because he admitted the first wallet. So the Hodah was Kaidem L'Tviya. So Mele, he's Pater. The Hodah patters him from anything else. Whatever he admitted, he admitted. And now he's not obligated to take any Shavua. That's the Ramban's Kasha. So the Ramban's only problem was is that we have a rule that if the Hodah, the admission, precedes the claim, then he's Pater on the rest. He's Pater on the rest of the claim. But we see from this that he admits that the Baal HaMor is correct, that it's called the Tainus Bari, even though the whole Tviya is based on his Hodah. So the Ramban is bothered, no. That Kadma Hodah LaTviya, so he's Pater. Say there. But you're admitting that it's a Tainus Bari, right, Ramban? You hold it's a Tainus Bari. Now this is Shver, because the Ramban himself writes that Bari Al Yidei Acher isn't called the Tainus Bari. When someone else tells you he's sure, doesn't mean I'm sure. So we have to say that the here is different, because his Yediyah comes Mikol Chodos Baal Din, and it's even better than Bari Al Yidei Acher, because Chodos Baal Din is Kamal Meidim Dami. If somebody else tells him he's sure, that doesn't make me sure. But if the Baal Din says he's sure, that's like 100 Eidim. So based on this, we can understand the Rambam that we quoted in the previous shir, and we referenced at the beginning of this shir, that here by Shavua Seid Echod, he's Mischayv Shavua, because even though Shavua Seid Echod you require a Tainus Bari, here there's a Tainus Bari, because the Nitbo was Mode, and by Shavua Seid Echod there's no din of Kadma Hodah L'Tviya, because his Chiyuv is not because of the Hodah, but rather mikoch the kfira. So here in the case of Shavua Seid Echad, he has to swear because of what he denied, and therefore the Rambam and therefore there's no din here of Kadma Hodah L'Tviya. That doesn't help us, Kadma Hodah L'Tviya, because the Hodah patters him. Here the Hodah doesn't patter him, because his chiyuv is mikoch the kfira, not mikoch the hodah. And therefore, the Rambam is correct when he says that he's mechuyav shavua al Hasara, You know why he has to swear for the 10 that he admitted to? Because the Baal HaBayis made a Tainus Bari. What's the Tainus Bari? That the Ganav admitted that he took. He just said he was kofar. He said, I took my own. But he admitted that he took 10. And the Baal HaBayis said, yeah. You happen to have taken more. But in those 10, I know you took those 10, because I know those 10 belong to me, those 10 kelim. And he says, no, those 10 kelim belong to me. But the Baal HaBayis is making a Tainus Bari that he took 10 kelim that belong to the Baal HaBayis. So you see that the Hodah of the Baal Din can make the Taina of the Baal HaBayis a Tainus Bari. And if you have an Eid Echad, then that is going to be Mechayiv, the person in a Shavua, like in our case. The Eid Echad says that he took, he says, yeah, I took 10, but it belonged to me. He can't swear to contradict the Eid. And then the Baal HaBayis is making a Tainus Bari. And what's the Tainus Bari of the Baal HaBayis? The Tainus Bari of the Baal HaBayis is, I know you took 10, at least because you admitted it. And I know those kelim belong to me. So essentially, I know for a fact that you took 10 kelim that belong to me. And I have an Eid Echad who also says that you took. So now you have to take a Shavuos Eid Echad. And it's based on a Tainus Bari. You need a Tainus Bari. This is a Tainus Bari. So you see that this Gemara in Gittin 51a is a beautiful raya for the Yisod that Hodas Baal Din can create a Tainus Bari for the Baal HaBayis. And that explains the Rambam in the fourth parak of Zeil Halacha Yud Zayin. This biur in the Rambam was already written fundamentally by the Bach in Shin Samach Dalet, also the Ktsara in Simen Tzadi Vov. Ayin Gam Bagos Imrei Baruch L'Shach Simen Ayin Hei Sif Kot Nen Ches Shekosav Al Derech Zu. So we can add an explanation, says Morena Rosh HaYeshiva Zitzel, in the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says that he's not Mechuyu Shavuos Eid Echad because there's no Tainus Bari. And we don't say that there's a Tainus Bari Mikoch Dodos Baal Din. And this is based on what Rosh Yeshiva explained elsewhere, that Hodos Baal Din, we discussed this numerous times, that Hodos Baal Din, there's no Ne'amonus on the Guf HaMaisa. When there's Hodos Baal Din, he's just Ne'aman on the Chiyuv. He's not Ne'aman on what happened. He's Ne'aman, he's believed that he's obligated. That's what Hodos Baal Din does. It doesn't make a Ne'amonus on the Guf HaMaisa. It just makes a Ne'amonus that he's Chayv. Again, we discussed this numerous times. Ayin Sham or Tishma Sham. Because the only way to be mevarer maises al yedei edim al pishnayim edim yokum dover, the dover what happened can only be misbarer al yedei shnei edim. And also only klape the chiyuv is considered the baal din, the Baal Din, the Baal Dover, where is he considered a Baal Din? Where does he have Bailus? He has Bailus on the obligation. He doesn't have Bailus to say what happened. He has Bailus to say that I'm obligated. But he doesn't have Bailus to say what happened. So Klape Etzim HaMaisa Ein Lo Torah Baal Din. And it must be then that there's no Ne'amonus Behodaz Baal Din Elal Alachiyuv. The only Ne'amonus by Hodos Baal Din is on what? Is on the Chiyuv. The Ne'amonus of the Baal Din is not on the Maisa, just on the Chiyuv. And therefore, the Rosh Yeshiva explained the Rashbam, Baba Kamal Amid Gimel Amid Beis, that the Shorish HaDin, that Hodos Baal Din, isn't Mechayivim in a Knas, is because by a Knas, there's no Chalos Chiyuv, unless Beis Din is Marshiah him. And in order that Beis Din is Marshiah the person, incriminates the person, is Mechayiv him, they have to know what happened. And he has no bailus to say what happened. And therefore you need Dafka Edim. Only through Edim, the Guf HaMais is Mizbar, and then they can be Mechayiv him. And with this we can explain a Ravid in his Asagas on the Rif, at the end of Perak Elu Nairis, Ayin B'Sharei Chaim on Ksubis, and Simon Mem Aleph Oz Gimel. So based on this, Mikim Tzirik, we go back to the Ravid. The Ravid who says that, no, Ma Pitom. The Ravid says to the Rambam, there's a Tainas Barb Shem over here. Tainas Shem is in Mechayif Hem, Shavua. That when he says, Chatafti Asar V'Shaliyem, Hareinu Moda Alachi of Klal. What is he saying? He's saying, I took what belongs to me. And therefore there's no din of Hodas Baal Din. He's not Modan the Chiyuv at all. And you can't compare that to the case of Shnei Kisin, that the Baal Amor and the Ramban say that there's a Tainas Bar Mikoch Hodas Baal Din. Because there, when he admits that he found one kiss, he's Meschayiv through this. And therefore you have a din of Hodas Baal Din. And Memela, it's considered like a Tainas Bari on the second kiss as well, since the Bailam knows that they were tied up together, the two wallets. And therefore, he's making a Tainas Bari when he says that you found two wallets. And the other guy has to be Nishba. Finder has to be Nishba. Mashen came here where he says, Chatafti v'shali chatafti, didi chatafti, I snatched my own. Here there's no Hodas Baal Din at all. Because the Hodah is not mevar the etzem hachatifa. The admission doesn't tell us that he actually snatched. It's just the chiyuv that comes from the chatifa. Remember, admissions don't tell us what the maisa was. Admissions only tell us, we only believe admissions to obligate, but not to tell us what transpired. And if that's the case over here, he's making an admission. He's saying, I took 10, but I don't know anything. He's saying there is no chiyuv. Oh, there is no chiyuv, so there's no Hodas Baal Din at all. That's what the Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid says, what Tainas Bari is there here? What, because of the Hodav, the Baal Din? Baal Din's not molded anything. Because the only Hodav the Baal Din is not on what happened. The Hodav the Baal Din is on his obligation. He's saying he's not obligated. The Rashbam later on in Bava Basra 34a writes that when there's not an Eid Echad on the Chatifa, rather he says himself, Chatfi v'didichav chatfi, I snatch, but I snatch my own. He's Naman b'migo. He could have said I didn't snatch. Based on what the Ravid says, he don't even have to come onto this miku. The moment he says didi chatfi, there's no din of hodas baal din, because there's no hodas chiyuv at all. Awesome. So based on this, we can explain the Ramban that we saw in the previous shir, who explained the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef in the sugi of Shtar Zayfa, if he has a migu, that he could have said it's a Shtar Ma'aliyah, he could have said it's a good Shtar, or he doesn't. And the Ramban explained that according to Rabba, he could have verified this Shtar and used it, and therefore he's believed to say that I had a good Shtar. And Rav Yosef says, Ma pitom, why verify such shtar? He admits it's chas b'alma. What sort of game are you playing over here? So we want to understand Rabbah. Rav Yosef seems to be has a very good taina. This migu is predicated, and they're not two stories that are. The story that he's telling is a false story. It's not a good shtar, meaning the shtar that he's using to create this migu is not a shtar. He admits it's not a shtar. The migu doesn't get off the ground. So Pshat and the Ramban is as follows. That here, he admits that the shtar is chaspa. And he claims that he had a good shtar and the shtar got lost. Now if we say he is a migu, and he's Naaman that the field is his. There is no longer a din of Odas Baal Din. Because there is no Naamanus of Odas Baal Din on the very fact that the Shtar is Mezuyif. Is he believed on the Metzius that the Shtar is Mezuyif? The answer is no. We said that a Baal Din is not believed on Metzius. A Baal Din is only believed on Chiyuvim. His whole Naamanus is only on the Chiyuv that emerges, i.e. that the field isn't his. And on this he is a migu, because he could have used this shtar, could have verified the shtar, and then he could have used this shtar. So he is a migu that he's believed to say that he had a good shtar and it got lost. So therefore there's no Naamanus of Hodas Baal Din on the Guf HaShtar that it's Mezuyif. We Pashut don't believe him it's Mezuyif. We don't believe him about Maisim. We only believe him about Chiyuvim. As far as Chiyuvim are concerned, he says that this field belongs to him. He doesn't know anything. He says the field is mine, the money's mine. So it emerges, according to this, that if Beis Din is Mekayim the Shtar, he's going to have a Migu. And there's going to be no Naamanus of Hodas Baal Din. And a Gloy Milsa, that we don't know at all that the Shtar is Mezuyif. And we can be Mekayim the Shtar. But as long as the Shtar wasn't Mekayim, as long as the Shtar wasn't ratified, verified, he doesn't have a Migu. And therefore, Hadin knows, saying it should be, that there's a Din of Hodas Baal Din, that the shtar is Mezuyif, and we shouldn't be Mekayim the shtar. So that is the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yosef. Do we do a kiyum, or we Mekayim the shtar in order that he should have a migu? And then we're somech on it, on the shtar for the migu. Because after the shtar is Mezkayim, it's misbar, we don't have Hodas Baal Din at all. Because we asked, but we have Hodas Baal Din that the shtar is not a shtar. So what game are you playing, Rabbah, by saying that you're gonna be ma'asher the shtar, you're gonna verify the shtar? But he admits the shtar is chas. But the answer is that if we're ma'asher the shtar, if we verify the shtar, then he has a perfect migo. Because we can't believe him on the fact that the shtar is Mezuyif. Because we don't believe Baal Din on the Metzius, we only believe him on the Chiyuvim. But on the Metzius we don't, so we're not going to believe him. So what are we going to have? He's going to have a shtar in front of him, which is Mu'ushar, it's a good shtar, and then we're going to believe him to say, yeah, but this shtar is no good, but the field is mine because I had a shtar and it got lost. So we're going to believe him, because now he has a perfect migu. He could have used this shtar, and he elected not to. And you can't say, yeah, but he agrees that the shtar is Mezuyif. So what migu does he have? The answer is he's pashut not believed. Once we verify the shtar, he's not believed to say the shtar is Mezuyif. Because we don't believe him on Metzius, we don't believe him on Chiyuvim. As far as Chiyuvim goes, he says, you owe me. You're obligated to me. I'm not admitting that. I'm admitting the shtar is no good. Not that the land belongs to you or the money belongs to you. So do we go ahead and verify a shtar in order to create a migu? Rabbi says, yeah. And then it'll be an awesome migu. And Rav Yosef says, no. We go basar hashta, we go after now. Now he doesn't have a migu. And then we have Odas Baal Din, that the shtar is chasp. In the meantime, the shtar isn't verified. So you know what? Since the shtar isn't verified, we'll just go with your story that it's nothing. And we're not going to be Mekayim the shtar. And once we're not going to be Mekayim the shtar, you're never going to have your migu. Because it's not going to be a shtar mekuyim, so you can never rely on it. And if you're not going to have your migu, so mimele you're not going to believe to say that I had a shtar and it got lost. And that explains, according to Rav and Rav Yosef, that is the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef, according to the Ramban. Do we go ahead and verify a shtar to enable a migu? According to Rabbah, we do. And therefore, after we verify the shtar, it's misbarer that we can't believe him that the shtar is mezuyev, because it's a verified shtar and we don't believe him about the metzias. And about the chiyuv, he says that the guy owes me. So we believe his story, that the guy really owes him. And according to Rav Yosef, no, right now the shtar is in mekuyim, and he says it's mezuyev. So we are not going to go ahead and be mekayim it in order to enable your migu, and therefore we're not going to believe you. So that is Baruch Hashem, just like $1 million. $1 million, nothing today. I mean, it used to be before Corona, $1 million was nothing. You know, it's $100 million, right? This is mamish Olam HaMelo, tremendous hana. Also, you know, sometimes the shir, you have to go 6 shirim, 8 shirim, you have to go these long series. So Baruch Hashem, we did this in 2, and obviously there's a ton more to say on the sugya, and we've already had numerous shirim. Next, we've been going through the shiurim of Maran Rosh Hashivas Hatzal, so hopefully we're going to get to the Shitas HaRambam in the Sugya of Rabbah Bar Sharshum. So that is something very, very much to look forward to. Really, really psyched to dig our teeth into that. And we'll be Zelchem Mir Tzashem to see Niflaot Gidolot Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.